As our social lives became intertwined with the lives of what my husband calls crazy dog people and swirled around the endless needs of homeless dogs, I thought for certain we were making a difference. So certain, I wrote a book about it. And then, just before the book came out, I had a mini crisis doubting that all the work and dogs and heartbreak were making any difference. Sure, I could see it in the individual lives of the dogs that came through our home and the families that adopted those dogs, but were we making a dent in the larger problem? How was it that the pleas for foster homes to save dogs destined to be euthanized in shelters never slowed, never lessened, no matter how many we rescued? I needed to see the situation for myself. So I hijacked my book tour and turned it into a shelter book tour. What I saw changed the trajectory of my life. I had always thought rescue dog fostering was an interim in my life. Foster some dogs, write about it, and the situation improves. Then I go back to my real life, writing novels, pulling weeds, hiking in the woods, and worrying about my now adult children. Instead, I can't seem to stay with the story long enough to see it through to publication. My gardens have been plowed under, my hiking boots sit idle, and the kids are traipsing all over the globe without the protection of my nonstop nagging. I am too distracted by these dogs and the people who fight for them. After visiting the shelters, I had to do something. This book is the first something. I was, and still am, convinced that if people knew what was happening in the rural southern shelters, they would not stand for it. They, like me, would be moved. They would get involved. They would help. I can't say it enough. It's not that people don't care, it's that they don't know. So let me tell you. Note, throughout this book, you will read the term pit bull. I want to be clear here that there is no such breed as a pit bull. You might as well call them unicorns. Pit bull is an umbrella term for dogs with a muscular build, large head, tiny ears, and hearts of gold. They may or may not have American Staffordshire Terrier or American Bull Terrier or any number of terriers or bulldogs in their heritage. There is so much I could say about the misinformation, biased press, and complete nonsense that surrounds these dogs. They are near and dear to my heart, and I struggled with how to label them in this book. I considered putting the term in quotes, but it became confusing and awkward. So, suffice it to say that while I use the term pit bull, I don't believe in it, and I am fully aware that no such breed exists. I truly hope that someday everyone is lucky enough to know the love of a dog erroneously labeled pit bull. Chapter 1. Loose Dog. Gayla got out, Brady yelled. It was a postcard-worthy summer day in south central Pennsylvania.